Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello, and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The English language is constantly changing. New words and new phrases regularly emerge into our vocabulary, while other words and phrases become archaic and even extinct. This phenomenon is also true within the church. Now, one of the words that you seldom hear mentioned in Christian circles anymore is the word repentance. I've had the opportunity to ask other clergy, both inside and outside the Lutheran Church, why we so seldom mention repentance anymore. And their answer is usually the same. Repentance is offensive to people. It appears many preachers shy away from preaching repentance because those listening to us do not want to hear about repentance. It's my conviction that this is a very sad and misguided development. Repentance is a constant refrain throughout the Scriptures. In this season of Advent, we hear John the Baptist coming into the wilderness to prepare the way for the Messiah by preaching and administering a baptism unto repentance for the forgiveness of sins in Mark chapter 1, verse 4. And Jesus' first recorded words in Mark's gospel were, "Repent and believe the gospel," chapter 1, verse 15. Now, just prior to his ascension, Jesus commissioned his disciples to go and preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name to all the world. Luke chapter 24, verse 47. And this is exactly what his apostles did, for on the day of Pentecost, when Peter was asked by the crowd, "What must we do to be saved?" Peter responded, "Repent and be baptized." The call to repentance has always been at the center of the message proclaimed by Jesus and his followers. So it is at our peril if we downplay it or even ignore it. Repentance is not regret. I wish that I hadn't done that. Repentance is not the same as remorse, which is when we realize that what we have done has harmed someone or even ourselves. Repentance is not stop doing that and start doing this, as if we could be trained not to do evil. Repentance is not a matter of changing my bad habits. No, repentance takes place when we realize that we are dead in our trespasses. Spiritually dead sinners do not need to change bad behavior. Instead, we need to be raised to new life in Jesus Christ. God has dealt with our sinfulness in the death of Jesus, and He gives us new life through Jesus' resurrection. God convicts us of our sin through the preaching of the law, which brings repentance. And God delivers new life to us through the proclamation of the gospel, which delivers to us the forgiveness of our sins. The law declares that I am headed full speed in the wrong direction. I'm running away from God, and I have no inclination or desire to change my direction. I am completely and utterly turned in on myself. But repentance means to be turned around, to leave pride and selfishness behind. Repentance is to head toward God and away from sin. It is an entirely new worldview, for we no longer look in on ourselves, but our attention, our love, our loyalty is focused outward upon God and our neighbors. This is what so many find offensive about the proclamation of repentance. It exposes us as rebels against God, for it is only God's work and God's word that turns us around. Hey, we like to think we're good people who can choose to follow God's ways. But the biblical proclamation of repentance does not leave either of these options open to us. Instead, we as individuals and as a church should begin to bring back the word repentance into our vocabulary. Each day we are to live in repentance, for daily we are to confess our sins and to receive the promise of forgiveness in Jesus' name. God's Word has crucified our old sinful nature, and He has raised us to new life in Christ, life lived in continual repentance. Let us pray. Forgive, pardon, and remit all of our guilt and our transgressions, O most merciful, most gracious, most loving God our Father, for we have not walked in Your paths nor obeyed Your voice. We have willfully and unwittingly ignored Your will for our lives. Indeed, we deserve Your displeasure, Your punishment. But we flee for refuge to the cross of Your Son. Wash us clean in the fountain of His blood, and renew us as sons and daughters of Your kingdom. Hear us, Father, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.